Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast, everybody. I'm so honored to be with you guys today. We are fasting, so we are actually having a corporate fast in our church. And if you are not fasting, I encourage you to make fasting a lifestyle. You know, the Bible doesn't ask us if we are to fast, but when we fast. And there's a lot of benefits to fasting, but I want to come to you today out of Isaiah chapter 58 and just give some insight on how we are supposed to fast. What is the correct attitude when it comes to fasting? We are on, you know, this is probably your Monday podcast, so you're coming into almost a week of your fasting. And I just want to encourage everybody to continue to fast and watch the mighty hand of God move miracles on your behalf. But one of the things that the Lord really stressed in my life is that he didn't want the people to go into a corporate fast with the same type of agenda that perhaps we've had in the past, where we come with a list of all kinds of miracles that we needed him to move in, or, you know, petitions that we want God to move on our behalf. And you know, I really felt led that this fast was more a fast to, yes, to bring those breakthroughs, which God does automatically. First seek the kingdom and everything else will be given to you. But really searching our hearts and having God purify our hearts and really cleanse our character and cleanse the motives of our heart and really being restored and recuperate our passion and our fire back for God. That if we've strayed from God, we've maybe have died down in our fire for God, we've become lukewarm, that this is a great opportunity for you to join this fast with us and really ask God to prune, to really deal with our hearts, to deliver our hearts, and that's key. So that's what I wanted to say on the side note. But I want to come to you out of Isaiah chapter 58 real quickly, and I'm going to read verses 3. I'm going to skip around, but it's really Isaiah chapter 58, the Passion Translation. And the word of the Lord says, they say, why is it that when we fasted, you did not see it? We starved ourselves and you didn't seem to notice, because on the day you fasted, you were seeking your own desires and you continued to exploit your workers. This is God answering back. It says, during the fast, your fast, you quarrel and fight with others and strike them with an angry fist. And when you fast like that, your voice will not be heard on high. Do you think I'm impressed with that kind of fast? It is just a day to starve your bodies, make others think that you're humble, and lie down in sackcloth and ashes. Do you call that a fast, God says? Do you think that I, Yahweh, will be pleased with that? And then he says, this is the kind of fast that I desire. He's about to tell us. Remove the heavy chains of oppression. Stop exploiting your workers. Set free the crushed and mistreated. Break off every yoke of bondage. Share your food with the hungry. Provide for the homeless and bring them into your home. Clothe them. Clothe the naked. Don't turn your back on your own flesh and blood. Then my favor will bathe you in sunlight until you are like the dawn bursting through a dark night. And then suddenly your healing will manifest. You will see your righteousness march out before you, and the glory of Yahweh will protect you from all harm. Then Yahweh will answer you. Then you will pray. When you cry out for help, he will say, I am here. And then I'm going to skip over to verse 12 or 11. Yahweh will always guide you where you go and what to do. He will fill you with refreshment even when you are in a dry, difficult place. He will continually restore strength to you, so you will flourish like a well-watered garden and like an ever-flowing, trustworthy spring of blessing. Your people will rebuild long deserted ruins, building anew on foundation. And long before you, you will be known as the repairers of the city. Love that. You will be known as the repairers of the city, the restorers of your community, if you stop pursuing your own desires on my holy days. So here God tells them, what is appropriate to fast? How do you fast? What is an appropriate way to fast? How are we not supposed to fast? You know, these people were crying out to God and they said, we fasted, we starved ourselves, yet you did not hear us. We starved ourselves, yet you did not listen to our cry. And then God responds as to why he did not listen to them. And he says the following. He said, you fasted, but you fasted to seek your own desires. Now, if we're fasting, and the kind of fasting that God receives, it's not some sacrificial, we just don't eat. You know, a lot of the things that we do when it comes to fasting have everything to do with our heart and how we fast, our position in fasting, our heart's motives in fasting. They have to be pure and they have to be genuine. And one of the things that God says there in Isaiah chapter 58, he said, you fasted, but you fasted to seek your own desires. And that's what I feel that many people sometimes tend to have a tendency to do, is they fast because they need a breakthrough. They fast because they need the miracle. But that ought to not be your only motive or your only drive. What should be our drive is that we ought to fast so that we can hear the voice of God, we can have the guidance of God, the instructions of God, to draw closer to God, to strengthen our relationship with God, to strengthen our fire for God, to strengthen maybe, you know, the fire that we had, the passion that we once had. We have to strengthen that. We have to bring a restoration and recover that. Before we start asking for all these other things, you know, the famous scripture, Matthew 6, 33, said, first seek the kingdom. Everything else will be given unto you. I think we've had it backwards for a long time. We seek the blessing instead of the blesser. We are always, you know, looking for breakthrough instead of Bel Perazim, which is the God of breakthrough. We ought to be seeking God first so that all these things can be added unto us. And there God tells us why he didn't answer them. He didn't respond to them. He said, you were seeking your own desires. He said, you were angry with others. You sought your own desires. And he said, that's why your voices were not heard. But then he goes on to say the kind of fast that he does desire and that he does hear and he does receive. He said, they that break the chain and the bondage of oppression, they remove the chains. In other words, fasting breaks chains. Fasting defeats powers of darkness. In other words, I am fasting to be free. I am fasting to break any bondage that is in my life. And God says, that's the kind of fast that I desire. And then he said, you're kind to others. So we can't be fasting and then we're unkind and uncompassionately thinking of ourselves. God says, I don't receive that kind of fast. And then he says, stop giving back. He says, I receive the kind of fast I desire. He says, is the kind of people that don't stop giving back to others and they're compassionate. And then look what he says. They seek his desire, his will, not for their own pleasures. That should be the reason why we fast, that we are seeking God's desire. We are not seeking our own. We are not seeking our will. We are seeking God's will. We want to know what his desire is, his will is, and that we align to God, that God is not coming to align to our will. That is not how this works. We align to the will of God. That we say, God, in this fast, I want to hear, what is your desire? What do you want me to do for 2021? What do you want me to align? What do you want me to purify, cleanse for 2021? I'm not seeking my own desire. I am seeking the desires of God. And then it says, and through that, when you do it right, when you seek not your pleasures, you're not seeking your own desires. We have to get off that mindset. You're seeking the desires of God. It says when we do that kind of fast, look what he says, healing is going to come. So if you are healing, if you need healing in your body, you're fasting for a particular healing, God says, I'm going to bring the healing. It says he will answer when you pray. Look at the benefits of when you fast correctly. And we see them there in Isaiah 58. He will answer when you pray. When you cry out for help, he is going to say, I am here. When you pray, God's saying, I'm here. What do you need? And then blessings come from the fasting. That's what he says. His favor will bathe you like the sunlight. That means that the favor of God is going to come upon you when you fast correctly. Health is restored. And then when you look and study that word health, it's speaking of mind, body, and soul, spirit as well. His glory will protect you from all harm. You will find joy in serving God. But it says you have to stop pursuing your own desires. So that's the kind of fast that God receives. I want to encourage you. Don't stop fasting. Even if you feel like the battle got a little heavy or, you know, you just feel attacked in this fasting, that's normal. That's the enemy wanting to stop the fast because the enemy knows that there are certain spirits that can only come out through fasting. The enemy knows the power of fasting and he knows how we become sensitive to the voice of God. I want to encourage you, stop fasting for your own desires and your own will. Start aligning to the will of God. Start aligning to the desires of God and watch the benefits of fasting. I also want to encourage you, don't stop fasting. and watch how God is going to answer all the other things. Let's be in pursuit of Him. Let's be in pursuit of His will. And let's be in pursuit of His desire in this fast. I love you all. I pray the grace of God over you. I pray that God give you grace to continue the fast as we enter our liquid fast. I pray that God gives you the grace, and I pray that you will have visitations with God, strength, and that you will also begin to experience the presence of God in a deeper, in a more profound, and in a greater way. I bless you guys, and until next time, God bless you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.